I think, you know, these guys that have come in have done a really, really good job of stepping up. And you know, one of the things that we talked to them from the very beginning is, you know, you never know who's going to play. And that's why when you're training and you're practicing, you have to approach it like, hey, I'm going to be up. And it's the truth in the NFL. You know, during the season, if you're a guy in the second group, you don't get a lot of reps, okay? But you got to prepare yourself like you are, because in one play you can be up for the remainder of the game. I think that's been they've done a really good job of that, and I think the coaches have done a really good job of bringing guys along. You know, it takes a lot of work, a lot of extra work. You got to know who your players are, understand them, and you know how you can reach them in there. So I think it's been a combination. You know, the position coaches have done a great job getting them prepped, and the individual players have gone. And I think the one thing we've tried to establish is that, yeah, there are challenges, and we're disappointed for the guys that got hurt, but the team that goes on the field is the team, and you got to perform and function like that.
Ron Parker in particular, how important has he been for you guys, especially when it comes to limiting those big plays?
Well, I think Ron's, like we talked about a week ago, he's done a really good job. You know, he's a safety background-wise, but he's been playing corner in the league. We started working him there, you know, 4 or 5 weeks ago, and then you know, Coop got nicked up, and we had to push him back to corner. So I think he's done a really good job. And as mentioned a week ago, the things that he needs to get better at are things that he just needs to keep seeing. And I think he's done a really good job of that. He's trying to get in and do the extra study, and make it. And he's a guy that loves to play. You know what I mean? So he enjoys the challenge of it, and you know, he likes to go out there and play football, you know. So as he becomes, you know, more familiar, more comfortable, I think that's going to even produce a, you know, quicker, faster player.
What do you have to do against San Francisco to be, besides stop the run?
Well, you got to do a lot of things. You know, this is a really good football team, and you know, it's certainly built and noted for its ability to run the football. You know, they pride themselves in that, and they got backs that run and run hard, and you're going to have to do a great job of tackling. But you got a dynamic player at quarterback that can make any throw that can be made in the NFL from almost any body position. Got great speed and ability to extend a play. I think you got a tight end that's, you know, from a vertical standpoint, as dangerous as any tight end in our league. And then old Bolden is he's a highly competitive guy that knows how to get open, trustworthy, dependable, very tough, very physical, and you got to do a great job. And so this is a hard game defensively, because you got to go to work every day. They got the zone read options. They got about every kind of play in football, so they make you work at it. But the bottom line is you're going to have to play great technique up front. You're going to have to be very physical, and you're going to have to tackle. You have to tackle these guys, because the backs and Bolden and these guys, they don't go down. So we're going to have to do a great job of that.
Have you gotten everything you've expected to get from Josh Mongo so far this season?
Yeah, I think Josh has done a really good job. You know, and again, as we mentioned a week ago, this is a guy that was out last year, basically, through injury. And you know, I think he's just starting to get back to where he was, I know, from when I had him in New York before. So I think he's starting to come along very well and done a good job, and you know, understands the defense, knows that, and can get everybody lined up. So that's a real bonus for a guy that walks in and has to take over that role. So yeah, we've been really pleased with what he's done.
You obviously have a lot of confidence in him, because he didn't leave the field Monday night. I mean, whether it was 6, 5, 7 defensive backs, he was there.
Right. And he's played, you know, for us in the past, when, again, with the Jets. I mean, he played Mike, he's played Dime, he's played Will, he's played all the positions. He's a real smart football player, and he understands schematically what the whole defense is doing. So that allows us to take advantage of that. And he's a pretty good athlete, you know, for a big guy.
Coverage-wise, are you playing as much man-to-man as you did last year, or are you doing more to zone this year?
Well, one, I wouldn't tell you if I was or wasn't. I mean, that's for you guys. You have access to all the same video. You know, we can't provide you all the information. But we really haven't changed schematically a lot, honestly. You know, I don't think we, you know, I don't know what the, honestly, I can't tell you what the statistics are, but I would say it'd be pretty close based on the calls, yes.
Hey, Bob, you guys haven't been giving up plays over 20 yards, though, in the passing game, man. I mean, it's a big difference between now and the end of last year. I mean, is there, maybe you want to answer this either, but is there more of a concerted effort to stay on top of routes and not
well,
give up the deep ball?
Yeah, and we would say this, you know, last year, this year, next year, whatever. I mean, we're not foolish. We know that,
right.
that to play good coverage, whether you're down playing press man, whatever you're doing, you have to control the top end of a route. You know that's the deal in this whole thing. And the other part of it that you're always trying to do is contest throws. You know you're trying to make every throw be a hard throw. Okay. And, you know, some of these quarterbacks, that doesn't bother them. You know, they can get it in there no matter what. But you're trying to do that. But answering your question, yeah, you're always trying to stay on top of the deep cuts. And then the ability to stay with all those other routes is what really determines how good a corner you are.
When you face San Francisco, like is a team like this, they're one gap and they're going to pound the ball. Like is the first thing you know you better do is contain the run.
Yeah, you better buckle both chin straps for this game, you know, because they're a really good football team that knows who they are, and they've done this pretty consistently since Jim's been there. He did it at Stanford the same way, so I mean he knows who they are and how they're built and what they want to establish. And then you add that other dynamic with a guy like Kaepernick in there, and it's a hard deal. I mean, you got the zone reads where he can carry the ball, and without question, I mean, he's a dangerous guy when he goes back to pass because, like I say, he's got I'm talking a big time arm, and he's got big time legs. So when he decides that he doesn't like what's out there in coverage, he can either extend the play, which makes you cover forever, or he can just take off. And go and those are that's I think when he's really really dangerous.
Even though he was a quarterback, is this offensive line of his more in the mold of Harbaugh the way they play the game?
Oh yeah, I mean Jim is he grew up at Michigan, Bo Schembechler, he was the quarterback there running the ball. He understands the running game. He played for Mike Ditka. He understands the running game. So, I mean, his background is such, you know, his dad's a coach, a graduate assistant for his dad. So, I mean, I know him well. And, I mean, it's about being tough and it's about being physical. And I don't care what position you play, he's expecting that out of that. You know, a guy like Bolden, to me, is his kind of receiver. He's going to come in there and block anybody that's around and does a good job. But I think in answering, yeah. It's in the mold of Jim Harbaugh's personality.
So if he's going to have a team, he's always going to have an offensive line like that.
I can't speak for him, but I wouldn't be surprised if they kept looking like that everywhere he's been.
When you've got, I feel like there's not a ton of, well, maybe there are, but like on your schedule this year, you face kind of Denver who does that kind of gap scheme. So you've got a little experience against that this year, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And also, like, you know, are there a lot of teams that kind of are committed to running the ball the way San Francisco does in this league nowadays?
Well, I think there's styles. You know, there's a lot of zone teams.
Right.
You know, this is hard-nosed, tough. We're gonna run downhill football at you, and they do a great job with schemes. I think they do an excellent job of using their personnel, moving players around so they can create things. And, you know, I think Greg Roman's done a great job with that. And, you know, we see them on film, you know, all the time. I mean, and they're a very good offensive team. And they got their own identity. They, again, like, they know who they want to be and how they want to do things. And I think they do what they do as well as anybody in our league.
Thank you. Last one, Nick.
Well, I think it's real critical, you know, because he's, you know, when he gets out, obviously he can run very fast and very far. And two, the other part is he puts great stress on the coverage, you know, like the other day, I mean, he rolled out to his left and I don't know how he did it, but he reached all the way back across, you know, and hit Gore over there. By that time, nobody was on Gore. Well, they were initially, but, you know, you're in a little bit of a dilemma on defense, because when this guy starts to take off, you're going to need a lot of people to get him. So, you know, obviously we'd love to keep him in there. I think all other 31 teams are thinking the same thing, but he doesn't. He has his own thought process, and he's a hard guy to get down. He's strong. He's got a great escapability, and, you know, he can throw it at any moment.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Yep.